Eren Jaeger is awoken from a nightmare about a giant titan by Mikasa, and upon returning to Shiganshina, an outlier district of Walmaria, Eren reprimands a guard, Mr. Hans, for drinking on duty, afterward expressing his fascination with a returning scout unit who have obviously been through hell. Upon returning home, Eren's father leaves and Eren runs away after an argument with his mother about joining the scouts. Later, their friend Armin talks about how the walls which protect humanity from titans haven't been breached in 100 years, but that's no guarantee of safety when the titan from Eren's nightmare mysteriously appears, destroying the gate part of the wall. Eren's house was destroyed by the attack, leaving his mother crushed, so him and Mikasa tried to save her before an approaching titan arrives. Mr. Hans then arrives, taking the kids away as Eren's mother is traumatically eaten before his eyes. Massive backups of people occur as the populace try to flee and the guards decide to close the gate to protect the rest of the city, but an armored titan appears, crashing through the gate and Walmaria, forcing mankind to fall back to Wall Rose. A year passes and about 20% of the world's population are sent to reclaim Walmaria and most die, thus solving a food shortage issue, and a year after that, the three kids join up for the 104th Cadet Corps. Basic training starts as we are introduced to more characters who question Eren about the titans he saw. Mikasa later easily handles the aptitude test while Eren struggles, but after meeting Reiner who helps him train, he is able to pass. 2 years later, the cadets train in hand-to-hand, Eren getting his butt whooped by Annie, and finally complete their training, then being able to choose their group, the Garrison, Scouts, or Military Police Regiment. Eren decides on the Scouts, obviously, followed by Armin and Mikasa. Later, the giant titan appears once more, kicking a hole in the wall once again. This time, Eren engages the colossal titan, but it mysteriously disappears. A military plan of action is made as tensions run high as Mikasa and Eren are separated. Eren's group moves out to battle the titans and are decimated. A titan then goes to eat Armin, but Eren saves him, taking his place in its mouth, getting swallowed whole by the creature. In the hysteria, the townspeople are blocked from the only escape route by a traitor's wagon, being attacked by a titan, and being saved by Mikasa, who afterward flashes back to her parents' murder and her kidnapping, being saved by Eren and taken in by his parents. Mikasa finds Armin's group and she learns of Eren's fate, but motivates the others to move. Unfortunately, her grief manifests itself physically and her gear runs out of gas as she is attacked by a titan. She almost gives up her will to live, but memories of Eren motivate her to avoid the titan when another comes along. This titan, however, kills the other one, saving her as the soldiers make their way to headquarters. Meanwhile, Armin makes a plan to use the fighting titan to help them. Upon arriving at HQ, the titan kicks the crap out of the others around HQ, while Armin makes a plan to clear the storeroom so they can fuel up their gear, which succeeds. The fighting titan finally reaches its limits, killing its foes but falling dead. However, the body begins to steam away and an unconscious Eren surfaces at the neck of the titan's body and is reunited with Mikasa. The scouts return from their recon and the skilled Captain Levi annihilates a number of titans while Mikasa and Armin protect Eren from fearful soldiers ready to kill them at any moment. After a tension-filled standoff, the commander orders the cannon to fire. Eren, however, partially transforms into a titan, catching the cannonball, saving Mikasa and Eren. Eren emerges from the incomplete titan body, worn out as Armin, who until now thought of himself as a burden, sways many soldiers to let them live, but the hysterical captain doesn't bite. Luckily, Commander Pixis arrives to hear them out, and he makes a plan to use Eren to seal the hole in the wall with a giant boulder. Pixis announces the plan to the army, introducing Eren and his ability to his friend's surprise. The majority of soldiers lure the titans away as Eren's group moves to move the boulder and he transforms but attacks Mikasa and accidentally knocks himself out. The soldiers decide to protect him from oncoming titans while Armin shows up to wake him up. Jean makes a daring escape from some titans with help from his friends due to an equipment malfunction when they notice that giant Eren has regained consciousness, carrying the boulder toward the hole in the wall. The soldiers rally up, protecting Eren from other titans, and they succeed in sealing the wall with the boulder. The titans remaining within the wall are summarily dispatched and cleanup of the dead is somberly commenced. Erwin and Levi, commanders of the scouts, then visit Eren who is imprisoned by the military police and decide to let him join the scouts to help retake Shiganshina. Days later, Dallas Zachary arrives to deliberate on Eren's fate and which regiment should take charge of him. Commander Erwin proposes that they use him to retake Walmaria while others think he should be killed. Eren, who should probably keep his mouth shut, screams at the detractors, calling them cowards, but Levi violently shuts him up and Zachary agrees to let him take part in a trial scouting mission. We are then introduced to a number of elite scouts, including Hanji, in charge of studying captured Titans, who spends an entire night telling Eren everything she knows when they are informed that the captured Titans they had were killed. Cadets are questioned to find the culprit as they decide which regiment they join, and Erwin speaks to the prospective scouts, stating most of them will probably die and most end up leaving. The 57th exterior scouting mission commences using an ingenious formation to avoid regular Titans during their travels using smoke signals. However, abnormals with unpredictable behavior pose a threat when a seemingly intelligent female Titan comes running through the formation, followed by many regulars who wipe out part of the right wing. She defeats the section commander near Armin, but mysteriously lets Armin live after checking his face. Because of this, Armin deduces that she is looking for somebody, probably Eren, who is at the center of the formation. Jean meets up with Reiner and Armin, and they move to distract the female Titan, but fail. Krista brings horses to Armin's group, saving them, while the female Titan continues her rampage and word reaches the center about the right wing's fall. Instead of calling off the mission, Erwin leads them into a forest of giant trees. Eren's group ride through the middle and are chased by the female Titan. Levi tells them to keep riding while reinforcements are killed off, Eren contemplating turning into a Titan. Levi and Petra talk with them about it as we flash back to trust building within the group, so Eren decides not to transform into the Titan, as the female Titan catches up with them, being caught in Erwin's trap, catching her alive. At the entrance to the forest, Titans begin climbing the trees to get the scouts. Erwin's group tries to cut her hands, covering her neck, but they learn that she can harden areas of her skin. The female Titan screams, which calls in many other Titans from everywhere who begin eating her, causing Erwin to call off the mission, deducing that the person in the female Titan's body is now among them, as one of their own kills Gunther. Armin deduces that the special Titans were with them when Eren first turned into a Titan, as Eren's group runs away from the retransformed female Titan. His teammates turn to expertly hold her off so Eren could escape, and they almost win, but their lack of knowledge of her abilities leads to their tragic deaths. Eren, enraged, finally resorts to transforming, bent on vengeance, full of regret from not doing so earlier, battling the other Titan. However, it's clear the female is superior in every way, and he loses, the female devouring him just in time for Mikasa to arrive and pursue, showing off her skill when Levi arrives. Levi shows how far beyond its skill he is to most others, and they successfully retrieve Eren, and they all set off, leaving the female Titan alive, priority one keeping Eren alive. Upon returning, they are met with disdain at their failure, and they are ordered to give up Eren. Cut to Annie, whose military police group is tasked with escorting Eren's scout group through town to the capital. Annie is pulled to the side by Armin, who asks for her help escaping Eren, and she accepts, with Jean acting as Eren's decoy. They make it through to an underground area which Annie refuses to go down, and it all ends up being a trap for her because she is the female Titan and transforms. Eren, Armin, and Mikasa become trapped in the tunnels by Annie, and Eren tries transforming but can't, trying to come to terms with Annie being the female Titan. They split up, but Annie smashes through the ground, covering Eren in rubble while Mikasa takes her on. More soldiers enter the fray while Jean abandons his fake persona to move, and Erwin prepares to move in too but is stopped by the military police. Armin gives Eren a pep talk, and Jean leads Annie to a trap by Hanji, but she breaks free as Eren finally is able to transform. Eren chases Annie through the city, causing massive destruction and many deaths as the police arrest Commander Erwin. The Titans brutally fight as Annie thinks of her father desperately trying to escape, climbing up the wall, but Mikasa cuts her fingers off and Eren punches her head clean off. However, Eren freezes upon seeing her human form, and before she can be captured, Annie encases herself in a hardened cocoon, rendering her useless to them. Erwin is then questioned about the operation, and he convinces them that it was a big step forward for humanity, and some others talk about the futility of it in the end. The scouts are then put in charge of Annie, looking to what the future may hold, ending Season 1 of Attack on Titan. Yeah.